Today I thought we'd talk about something really, really important. We don't get to talk about enough because in certain cultures, it's very important for the youth to be very courteous and respectful toward their elders and not express any sort of angst or agitation or even underlying anger, and it's really frowned upon and they can be reprimanded like in a great measure. But however, these are all very natural things that we all experience, especially as youth, especially as teenagers, because, well, a lot is going on and that could potentially amplify. It's that angst and sense of agitation you feel when you're fasting on the count of, well, you're hangry. So hangry basically is when you're so hungry that you get angry. We feel irritable. More irritable during the holy month of Ramadan, and it's totally natural and okay, and you're not an evil person and you're not rude and there isn't anything wrong with you. Everyone goes through that, adults go through that, the elderly who can fast go through that, and naturally youth and the teenagers would go through that as well. However, because the holy month of Ramadan is such a precious opportunity for us to refine ourselves and reform our spirituality and state of being and put ourselves in check in a lot of aspects that we usually or sometimes just neglect throughout the year, it's a good space for us to analyze ourselves and focus on certain traits, certain attributes, certain reactions that we would like to correct. Being hangry is justifiable to an extent, but of course it's not an excuse for me to lash out at people around me, no matter how anxious and irritated I get. The whole objective of the holy month of Ramadan is to better ourselves, right? Okay, here are a few things that we can do. Number one thing that I want to lay huge emphasis on is diet, 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 diet. I know that the biryani and the ma'aluba and the dilma and the kibbeh and the pasta with bechamel sauce that mom is preparing for futur is really tempting. You want to dig into all those sweets and all those desserts and all those drinks and all those salads. But the holy month of Ramadan is more than just refraining from eating and drinking and then going all out when it's futur, right? It kind of defeats the objective. It's really important for us to put fiber fruits into our diet because these are natural sugars. They're not processed sugar that will give us that sugar rush and then sugar drop afterwards. It helps with the thirst that we experience during the day. It helps with our digestive system. It's very, very important for you to take as much as you can. Dates, honey, and a substance called sawiq, which has its roots in Islamic traditional medicine. It's something that the Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam adhered to a lot during the holy month of Ramadan. Basically, it's wheat or maybe even lentil that it's really, really ground to like a powder substance, and then you roast it and you can put it in milk and add some honey in it and make it this really healthy shake, and then eat that during your pre-dawn meal. And something else that I find really, really helpful is to go for walks. Well, not during the first hours of the day because you're gonna have 16 more hours of hunger and thirst waiting for you, but maybe about an hour before futur, step outside, wear a mask, and observe social distancing and get some fresh air, you know? Give yourself that time, that opportunity, that little pocket of calmness and reflection to just stay away from other people, especially family members, because you love them to death, but sometimes you want to kill them. So, fiber in our diet, healthy pre-dawn meal, going on walks, and something else that I find really helpful is meditation. Now, you don't necessarily have to do meditation the way, you know, mainstream self-care motivational speakers tell you to do. You can just sit in a meditative or comfortable position, hold a subha or a rosary in your hand, and do some adhkar. Adhkar that you can relate to, adhkar that you feel touch your soul and built a better connection between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Take deep breaths and then use that as an opportunity of self-cleansing. Cleanse your mind, your thoughts, your body, because that's what Shahru Ramadan is all about, to detox ourselves, right? Detox our body and our minds. And sometimes you can spend that time reflecting on a certain situation that happened like 4 hours ago. You totally spazzed out on someone when you really didn't have to, you know? And then you regulate yourself, you program yourself for the next encounter you have, similar encounter, and then next time you know what to do. All of these can be really, really helpful tips for you to take into consideration in terms of bringing down that level of angst and irritability that you could have during the holy month of Ramadan. And trust in Allah, He will give you the strength to make it through. That's all the time we have for today. I wish you guys all the luck in the world, and I leave you in the care and protection of the Almighty. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wherever you are.